Today being the 11th day of Ramadan, 1,442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 23rd April, 2,021 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque Ahmadiyya University, Zare, continues from the 32nd ayah in Surah Al-Luqman. Malam Ali will take the place of Malam Abdulmun Yaqub, who is unavoidably absent today. While Professor Abdullah Alokene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا غشيهم موج كالظلل دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر فمنهم مقتصد وما يجاد بآياتنا إلا كل قتال كفور
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق وهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وإذا غشيهم موج كالظلل دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين لئن أنجينا من هذه دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما أنجيهم فمنهم مقتصد وما يجد بآياتنا إلا كل ختير كفور الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us لم يروا that are we not seeing the sheep how it goes sails in ayati binimatillahi liyurayakum min ayatihi that do we not see how the ship is sails in the sea with all the blessings of Allah bringing this from this region this continent to the other continent very long distance to go by road see how difficult it would have been they are able to go by the sea but by the sea by the time all this thing comes what does it give us? This, there's plenty of wisdom in it and there's plenty of miracle and there are plenty of signs to show that Allah is the one who has made all this information. And Allah is saying, إِنَّ بِذَارِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبِّرٍ شَكُورٍ that for everyone who is patient and has and is continuously patient, there is a sign indeed in it for him. For everyone who is grateful, and is continuously grateful, there is a sign in it for him. Because when the ship is sailing, you that you put your load on it, the one that is sailing on it, you know that you are facing danger. You know the possibility for you to die is there. It's just like when you enter a flight, you are going inside the atmosphere. You are going to have waves. You are going to have wind, you are going to have hurricane, you are going to have turbulence, and you know any of this can result to your death. But because of the hope you have in God, at that time you did not have hope in the plane. Anybody who is entering the plane, the time he is setting his foot on it, he knows that as he's going now, if anything happens, he's not going to come back. But his hope is on God that this sail is going to go through. He sent it on the ship. You are going inside the sea, it's not on the land where there's an accident, the vehicle will fall on the ground. This one, the vehicle falls inside a sea where the depth is over 10 kilometers deep. The question of looking for you is out of it. That's why Allah said, "Inna fi zalika la'ayatin likulli sabirin." It's only those that have patience that will enter the ship, that will take the adults by the ship. It will arrive in 2 months' time, in 3 months' time, in 1 month's time. You don't know when it's going to arrive. It may never arrive. You are the best people that are also on the ship could die. Allah is not telling us. By the time it also arrives, you should be very grateful. Somebody who is also always grateful, you had hope in Allah, you have entered the ship, you have arrived, sabirin shakurun. Then he now says, but let me take your attention, Allah is saying, to inside the ship, inside the sea, when you are sailing, tajri bi ni'matillahi, when it is sailing inside the sea, let me take your attention to what normally happens. فَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالزُّلَلِ. When they are in the height of the sea, always, this is common, they will see where it will rise up. مَوْجٌ كَالزُّلَلِ. It will go so much up, as if it is now the shadow itself that is falling on them. The way you see shadow falling on you, that is how you see the wave up in the high, above your ship. دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِيَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. At that time, everybody's heart has gone to Allah. Nobody is going to think at that time of any idol, or even of any engineer, even of any captain. Even the captain himself at that time of the ship, his mind is with God.
Allah.
But when Allah now brings them back safely onto the earth, for minhum muqtasid, there are some of those that when they land, they fulfill their promise. Because when they are on the sea, out of fear, some of them will promise, Allah, if you save me, I will do this. If you save me, I will not go back to this my habit. If you save me, then Allah says, it's not all of them. وَمَا يَجْهَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّيْرٍ كَفُورٍ. There are those that, by the time they land peacefully, they start saying, the captain tried very well. If it's not us, not for him. They will forget that it is Allah that saved them. وَمَا يَجْهَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا. Nobody argues with our signs, with our miracles, illa kullu khatirin, except one that does not fulfill his promise. Khatirin, cheat. He will promise, he will not fulfill. Kafur, one who is given to denial. In another place, Allah is saying, he said, kazulumati, yakshay barum, what Allah was describing, he said, bahari biji, yakshay moj, zulumati, بَعْدْهَا فَوْقَ بَعْدٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ لَمْ يَقَدْ يَرَيْهَا. In another place, Allah is saying that this is like when you see the wave go up, every place there will turn dark, even if it's in the afternoon. As if it's one shadow on another shadow. Even if you have to bring your hand out, you cannot see it in the sea at that time. Anybody who has gone to the sea and has been in the sea, he knows this. When this comes, at that time, nobody has thought of anybody. The same thing when you are in the plane and there is turbulence. You see the plane moving just like that. Everybody would tell, you see the captain saying, everybody should pass his seat belt. You should be prepared if they drop anything, oxygen. In case there is no oxygen, everybody should be prepared. At that time, nobody is thinking of any one name or the other name except Allah. But when people are in this thought, some people say, if I come back, Allah, I will be good to you. Allah, I will do this. Allah, I will promise. But when the people come down, some of them forget. Nobody will deny and argue with our signs, with our verses, except the one that is given to self-deceit. He is unreliable in fulfilling his promise. Kapoor is always lying. This particular verse was revealed concerning a particular thing that went on a ship during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember that it is not recorded anywhere that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself has sinned. Yet all this was told to him and he read it like that. So he's not telling you that he saw it wrong. We can see that we have seen ship, we have seen the way it sails, we have seen what's happening at the time, but he related it exactly the way it is, even now, that's how it is. At that time, Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl, was on a ship sailing. When they were on the ship, this kind of wave came. Such huge wave in the night. Everybody was just calling. Ikrima said, Allah, save me from this. If Allah, you save me, immediately I come down, I will go straight to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will give my hand to him and I will become a Muslim. Remember that his father is the arch enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No enemy was as against the Prophet as Abu Jahl, the father of Ikrima. Then Ikrima saw this. Ikrima made this promise that whenever he comes down safely, if Allah delivers him safely, this is what he's going to do. Most of us, it happens to us. You are sick. Oh, Allah, if I get well, I will not do this again. Some of them, when they get well, they are not supposed to go back. If they say they will never smoke again, they will go back to smoke. Some will leave. At the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a dream. That he went to the paradise. And in paradise, he saw a castle. He said, whose castle is this? They say, it's for Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl, the Prophet was disturbed. What has Abu Jahl got to do with paradise? Abu Jahl, what has he got to do with paradise? The Prophet was highly disturbed. He said, no, it cannot be Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl cannot be anybody that is in paradise. Then the Prophet was sitting down. As he was sitting down, far away, he saw Ikrima coming. Then immediately it occurred to him the dream he had, that this is the dream. Immediately, before even Ikrima came close to the Prophet, he called the Prophet sitting down and said, look at Ikrima coming. As he's coming now, he's coming to Islamize. As from today, nobody should talk bad about his father. Talking bad about someone who is dead, it cannot do anything to the person that is dead, but it can offend the person that is living. And Ikrima came and became a Muslim at the hand of Prophet and he became a very outstanding Muslim. This is the origin of Hayya in al-Mayyiti. Allah can bring somebody living from the one that is dead. All of us, we have to be very careful here. If you look back at the time that Sayyidina Luqman was addressing his son, where he was telling him, وَلَا تَخَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَارٍ فَخُورٍ مُخْتَارٍ فَخُورٌ Then you come صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٌ Then you now have here مُخْتَارٍ كَفُورٌ مُخْتَارٍ, the first one, somebody who is used to snubbing. He tells himself lies, he's self-conceited. Fakhurun, very proud. Then you have the last two here. Mukhtarin kafurun. Mukhtarin, somebody who does not fulfill whatever he says. You are in danger. You promise Allah that you are going to fulfill, and he did not fulfill. But when you come down, what you do is you deny. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought this here. There are those whose habit it is that they don't fulfill their promise, rather they deny whatever they say. Here, Allah Ta'ala is warning us of these four characters. We should try not to be somebody who is self-conceited, who is noble people. We should try to be people that are not proud of themselves. You are proud of what? At the same time, we should try our best. When we make a promise, we fulfill it. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, awfu bil uhud. Anytime you make promise, fulfill it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man nazara an yuti Allaha falyutihi, wa man nazara an ya'sihi fala ya'sihi. Whoever promises to do any act of obedience to Allah, do it. As long as this act is an act of obedience. Nobody should come and tell you, no, it's not in Hadith, it's not this. When Ikrima promised, did he know the Quran? Did he know anything? Ma'aruf is ma'aruf. What is good is what is good. What is bad is what is bad. You are going to do an exam. If I pass this my exam, I will go and meet my lecturer and thank him. Then somebody will say, where is it in Hadith? Are you playing with the prophet? Is prophet, does he come to tell you that his words are for play? Whatever is good is known to every human being that this is good. Tariqa Tijani is asking you, dedicate your time. Promise Allah that every morning and evening you will do istighfar to him. You will do salatul al-Qur'an to him. You will do la ilaha to him. Somebody tell you no, it's bid'ah. This act that you promise, you are the one that promise, is not ma'ruf. Tell the person, let him take Quran and swear that Allah is not pleased with this work, if he can. And if Allah is pleased with him, may Allah destroy him. Let him swear with the Quran. We are willing to swear that Allah is pleased with us for doing this. Can he? So people come and they are set against Muslims. All these people, they are fighting Muslims, always. Boko Haram is fighting Muslims. People that are talking of Bidia are fighting Muslims. These bandits, they are fighting Muslims. How are they helping Islam? By fighting Muslims. Please let us know that we are not in this world to be fighting even people for that matter. All the time, the land, whenever people are committing sin, land will tell Allah, permit me, let me consume them. And ask for being. Allah will say, I will not permit you. You know why you see them in sin and you want to consume them? Because he did not create them. The same thing on the sea. Whenever people are on the sea, doing all the evils, because it's the same sea, despite this danger, that you have yachts for journeys that are made just for people to go into the sea and spend 3-4 months sailing and be doing all the evil you can think on the world, there in the ship. Because this is specifically made for ship. Despite all, and when that thing happened in the ship, some of them will see it. But when they land, it does not stop them from coming, going back to what they are used to. When they are doing all those evils, the sea will ask Allah, permit me to swallow them. Allah will say, no, you are asking me to do this because you did not create them. If you created them, you will have had mercy on them. Always, Allah has a lot of mercy. That's why he is giving us examples. He is telling us one thing and the other so that we should always be able to find a way to go back to him. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمَا يَجْهَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ قَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. Nobody you see always arguing with the statement of Allah except the one that is given to not fulfill his promise. He's given to always denying the signs of Allah.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَاخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورُ.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جازي عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق فلا يغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. الله تبارك وتعالى he started this surah and he's ending it the way he started it. Surah of just 33 verses in one recitation, 34 verses in half recitation. Look at the way Allah is ending it. Very sure of concern to mankind. Ya ayuhan nasu, O mankind. Ittaqu rabbakum. Fear Allah. Be cautious of Allah. Put something between you and the one that created you, Rabbakum, the one that created you and trained you and is training you and arrange the things he wants the way he wants it. Waqshaw yawman, and fear this day. La yajzi walidun an waladihi, where a father will be of no avail to his son. A father will be of no help to his son. Wala mawludun huwa jazi an walidihi shay'an, a day where the one that was given back to will be of no avail to the one that gave back to him. Where a son will not be able to assist the one that gave back to him. In our other life, there is a day like that, and it's a promise of Allah. The promise of Allah is truth. Don't allow this world, this frail world, to deceive you. Don't allow the one that himself is a deceit to deceive you. That's the time. Here, Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhan nas taqoo rabbakum wakhshaw yawman. In Quran you'll find wattaqullah several times. Ittaqullah several times. You find in one place wattaqunnar. Also fear Allah. Fear the head. All these differences. The meaning of taqwa is for you to put something between you and something else. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha najaytum ar-rasula, faqaddimu bayna yaday najwaykum sadaqah. Oh you that you believe, if you are going to meet to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you want to go and have a conversation with him, put between you and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a charity, sadaqah. Either you pray or you take sadaqah to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is for the less privileged and the rest. The Prophet does not take sadaqah. So the sadaqah going to the Prophet definitely is not for the Prophet. But you do that so that it reduces the load of your meeting with the Prophet. Because the Prophet has a lot of charisma. And when you see him, it can overwhelm you. You are not lucky. And some sheikhs too are like that. One day, one Arab came to come and see the Prophet in Medina. At that time, there are no pictures. Nobody would have seen. If you are going to meet the Prophet, you have never seen anything to show you this, how the Prophet looks like. As he was just going in the back of the house, he just met with him. Immediately he met with him, he saw him out of fear. He wanted to turn around. The Prophet held him. He said, where are you running to? He said, I'm a son of just a woman who used to take something like kuli kuli, like everybody else. Then the man came down. Because big people, it's not easy for you to just meet them like that. If they just said, now, come. They didn't tell you where you are going. They just opened the door. This is Buhari. Buhari is another human being like you. But immediately, you find that you lose your composure. Let alone if you are going before God. That's why Allah used to say, Ittaqu Rabbakum. Fear your Lord. Fear Allah, that is Elohim. Fear Rabbakum, that is now within you. Wakshaw yawman, and fear that day. Which means that day has not yet come. La yajzi walidun an waladihi. A father will be of no consequence, will be of no assistance to his son. Which means today, a father is of assistance to his son. What assistance does he have to give to his son today? Before his son comes to his son is given back to, before his daughter is given back to, the father can assist him. How? Himself by being pious. So that his body is in a good state. When a person is in a good frame of mind, he is doing good things, he himself is in a good state. Even if he wants to get married and he goes to do his tihara, if the lady is not good for her, Allah will not allow the marriage to take place. All this is a preparation for his son, his child that is going to give back to. And when he now goes to marry, he himself is supposed to choose his wife carefully and pray to Allah and do his tihara. By the time the wife comes to his hand and he has a child, he's supposed to look after the wife until this child is given back to and to continue to show exemplary behavior, how he behaves to his wife, so that the son can see that the wife is a lady of dignity. He himself, from here he will learn dignity. Then when the child starts growing up, he should be holding the child, going to whatever he's going to. He's going to Salah, go, let us go and pray. He's going to listen to people, let us go and do it. Things that he shouldn't do, he's not doing it. Until the child can listen and hear. Then he will call his child, Ya Bunayya, La tushrik billah, inna shirka la zulmun azim. So Allah has told us this is what a father today can put his son by doing all this. Ya Bunayya, intaku. Miskal habbatin, min khaddalin, fatakum bi salam abhi samad abhiyatin handa. Nothing is hidden from Allah. He will show his child, Ya Bunayya. He will tell his child, وَلَا تُسَعَى خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ أَكِمِ السَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَانِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. All this will be telling his child. The child knows. So these things will assist his child to grow up well. Then he will assist his child also how to live for his livelihood. So today, you father, you can assist your son. Assist him. A day will come, you can assist him again. وَخْشَى يَوْمًا لَا يَجْرِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازِي عَنْ وَالِدِهِ. A day will come that a son, a child cannot obey his father, the one that gave back to him. Today, is it possible? Yes, today the son can do a lot to his father. Your father is suffering for you. He puts you in school. What can he do for him? Whatever he asks you to do, just do it well. It's enough for him. If your child comes and says, I passed my exam. As I pass my exam, this is my result. And you see the exam, the result is very good. Your child has already assisted you. There's nothing you want from him more than that. Then this child, he goes about, he behaves well. People see, ah, that is son, it's well behaved. You are already happy. So you child, you can assist your son, your father. And Allah said in the Quran, in some place, he said, Aba'ukum wa abna'ukum la tadruna ayyuhumu aqrabu lakum naf'a. Your parents and your children, you don't know which of them is more beneficial to you. When you are small, you can't lead yourself. You don't know what to do. Who do you go to school? How do you go? All children are born on the natural path of liberal disposition. To be liberally disposed. They know God from child. Except the parents will take them away. They know that this is good. Do you know why it is very difficult people trying to prove bid'ah that is bid'ah? Because they are telling somebody what is good. They are trying to tell people it's not good. So that's why they spend all the time and they are not able to do anything. Because what is good. Even a non-Muslim knows that it's good. Even a kafir knows that it's good. Only he's not being able to do it and he's not doing it. So a child can benefit his father. The father look after him. What if the time the father is old? Is the child now that will take the father? Oh, father, come and stay with me. You are staying alone in this place. Oh, okay, let me get a wife for you. That time, maybe your mother is no more there. There is no child, a lady. You go and look for a good lady that can take care of your father and give her a lot of money. She will be pleased. Please look, take care of my father and be patient with him. All these are things that you can do for your father today. And just like your father can look after you before you are giving birth to, your father can look after you before you are giving back to you. You are not yet giving back to her. Because today, you see some Muslims, they are even learned. Then you find their children are on the other part. Their children are doing things that their father themselves, when they are alive, they cannot think about it. Don't ask how did it come about. It's from a bad mother. Be careful the kind of woman you marry. It's not a woman light in complexion, plenty of hair, big eyeballs, long neck, tall. That is not the issue. What is the character of this lady? Where was she? Who gave birth to her? Even the Prophet said, be afraid of a woman. Or he said, be afraid of a flower that is growing in a dustbin. Peter, when you look at her, it takes all your attention. But what is the character? So before your child is given birth, you can assist him. When he comes to the world, you can assist him as long as you are strong. So when you are strong, give that time to your children. It's not that time you will waste and marry early, except you have a good reason not to marry early. Then when you are old now, your children now will give their own prime time to you. Then when you leave this world too, they will now also take care of you. Your parents, your children can take care of you after you die. إِلَّا وَلَدُ صَالِحُ يَتْبُونَ. First of all, I said, when a person leaves this world, all his work has come to stop. Then he mentioned some areas. He said, إلا علم ينتفع به. Except knowledge that you have, or you touch people that the knowledge is still being useful, like those that authored books, those that preached. Except sadaka to jariyatu, except sadaka that you make and still be useful to people. The reward is still coming to you. Except one of those salihu, that will have, except a righteous servant of Allah that you give back to, who is still assisting you. Because any istighfar you make for your father today is still accepted as a child. Your father is dead. The work is still going back to you. Today, you can do something for your father, do it. If your father is still strong, you stand up and do what he will please with. And that's why I said at the beginning of this surah, look at this prayer of Sheikh that he used to say, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaqa warida nabiyika warida ashiyakhi warida walidayhi. When you are in a strong moment, seek that your parents should be pleased with you. When they are gone, seek that they should still be pleased with you, because they will be seeing the good you are sending to them. This lie is the walidin. Walidun an waladihi wa la mauludun huwa jazi an walidi shay'an. On day of judgment, is specific to those that are kafir, those that are sinners. But for the Muslim, for the one that reached the status of a wali, is not part of him. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتُمْ ذُرِيَّةٌ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِيَّاتِهِمْ وَمَا أَلَّتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah said, but for those of you that have good faith, muhsin, the one that has correct faith, he said, even in the hereafter, we'll take their offspring and make it to meet them. On day of judgment, when people, يَوْمَ يَكْفُرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. When generality of the mankind, everybody will be running. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْتَدِي عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. On that day, even the whole world, you want to give it out to be saved from that problem. That day, some people are not even aware of the problem. Because they are people on the day of judgment. Taat al arsh, yawm la zilla illa zilla. They are people that the Prophet has said that they will be under the shade of Allah, a day that there will be no shade but that the shade of Allah. On the day of judgment, they are people that, as they are just coming, they just go straight to paradise. May Allah make us be among them. They are people that will be under the shade of Allah. They are people that when you see them, everybody is saying, who are these? ليس بشهداء ولا بأنبياء ولكن يكتبهم الأنبياء والشهداء. They are not prophets, they are not martyrs, but you will see that the prophets of Allah will be wishing that they are the one. The martyrs will be wishing that they are the one. Who are they? He said, the Prophet mentioned them. This is one, a child. He grew up since his childhood, he knew nothing but Islam, Allah, the Prophet. That's how he grew up, that's how he died. That day, that's how he will be. There is this one. He met a lady, beautiful as you can imagine, that would take anybody's attention. Yet the lady wanted him to have an affair with her. He said, Inni akhafu Allah. I'm afraid of Allah, I will not do it. There is this one alone. He was thinking about Allah, reading the Quran, and then fear of Allah took him and he started weeping. Allah is there, he sees him. There is this person also. He stands. What tribe are you? I'm Benue. What tribe are you? I'm Yoruba. What binds together? Allah. Nothing is Allah. There's nothing that has brought them together. People, Al-Mutahabani Billah. They love each other just because of Allah. They have no blood relationship. Even if his own brother was to come, he will take this person above that his brother. That's why it is very important, if you love somebody before Allah, show Allah that you love him because of Allah. That's why today, the Tijaniya people are a typical example of this. From Algeria, to Morocco, to Mali, to Libya, to Senegal, to Ghana, to Cote d'Ivoire, down to Sudan, Nigeria, Chad, Niger, go to anywhere, go to Singapore, go to Malaysia. When you see them, it's difficult to know that they were not given birth by the same mother. These people, on that day, they are the ones, they will be under the shade of Allah. They will not be faced with this. Because even now in this world, they already know that they should be doing a lot of things for their fathers that are past. Anytime they finish prayer, they will not just go away. They will just they will say it. When others are saying, it is video, who asked you to stop after you have finished Sunday? What are you doing in the mosque? Because there was a time in this country, it was serious preaching about that after immediately the Imam says Salaam alaikum, even subhanallah, you are not supposed to do it. It's video. But they forgot that Salah has a beginning, Salah has an end. When you say Allah Akbar, Takbirat Ihram, Salah has begun. When you say Aslam alaikum, Salah has finished. What you want to do after that is left for you. Nobody says it's part of Salah. So, then Allah now gave a rider here. You and I, the one who wanted to share, and I'm going to share, and I'm going to share. In the word Allah, haq. The promise of Allah is truth. This world is sweet. Allah make it to be sweet so that you can know the sweetness of the hereafter. When you look at a woman and you are attracted to her, there's something beyond that. Go and look for her. Halal. Not by haram. So here Allah is telling you, no matter how this world is good, don't it deceive you. In another place Allah is saying, ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يسهرون ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا. Allah said, if not that people would become all the same thing, refusing to believe in Allah, I will just make sure that everybody that says he doesn't even believe in me, I'll give him his house, silver coated roof, golden inside, embellish it for him. Because today people leave their religion just because of somebody they see having something in their hand. Is that enough? Allah has not done enough for you. Then walaya gulamakum billahi garul. The one that is garul himself, the deceit himself, is Satan. He swore to Allah, la atiyannahum min bayn aydihim wa min khalfihim wa an aymanihim wa an shamayanihim wa la tajid aktharahum shakirin. I am going to go in front of them, behind them, by their right hand side, by their left hand side. You shall find a lot of them will not be grateful to you. He said he's going to stand on the doorstep of great gratitude. That's why people, you wake up in the morning, you are healthy, you can see, there is somebody who cannot see. You can talk, there is somebody who cannot talk. Water is tasty to your mouth, there is somebody that water is not tasty to his mouth. You can walk, there is somebody who cannot walk. Then you say you have a problem. Which problem do you have? Even if it means you are going to get a barrel and do labor for that day to get what you are eating, do it. And so what? So this Allah is ending it because he told us, he said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهَا وَالْحَدِيثِ لِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ إِلْمِ. There are people that take you off the course by going to bring you play, frivolities, video, internet. They disturb you to take you away from Allah. He's telling us that we should still remember, today we can assist our children, let's assist them. Today we can assist our parents, let's assist them. Even children that are yet unborn, we can assist them by our continuous prayer. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. All these prayers, they can assist you today to change your children, to bring good children for you. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. It can bring good children to you till today. Then when your parents are dead, you too, you can assist them continuously. But because a day is going to come, you cannot do anything to do that day. The only people that can do things for each other that day is the people that Allah is talking about. Allah khilau yawmeidin ba'aduhum libari adubun illa muttaqun. Every people that have come together in this world, that day will be enemies to each other, except those that came together because of Allah. So may Allah make us to have friends because of Allah, to sit with them because of Allah.
إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تجري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تجري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير.
إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. الحمد لله. This is the last verse of this surah. Allah is telling you, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. When is the day is this world going to end? The knowledge is with Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, for sure is with Allah, إِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. The knowledge of when this world is going to come to end. وَيُنَزِلُ الْغَيْثِ. Nobody sends the rain to the ground to make it to grow except Allah. Allah is the one that sends the rains to the ground. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Allah alone knows what it is that is in the womb of a woman. Male, female, Sayyidun, Shakiyun, how long will he live? All those details, the DNA, everything that is there, only Allah knows. Amata Dari Nafsun, Mada Taksibu Gadam. No soul, no person knows what is it that is going to earn tomorrow. Are you going to get rich tomorrow? Are you going to get poor tomorrow? Are you going to become a big body tomorrow? You are once a knowledgeable person. Will Allah see that knowledge from you tomorrow? When he has been like, all this nobody knows. You get promotion tomorrow. You get demotion tomorrow. You have a child tomorrow. You will not have tomorrow. You are going to have a wife. You will not have a wife. All this nobody knows. Mother, taxi, brother, and nobody knows. Amata Dari Nafsun, Yai Abdin Tamut. No soul, no person knows which land is he going to die. Are you going to die today in Zaria? A lot of people have come to Zaria. They said, no, I am from the east. That's my home. I will not build house here. They lived here and they died here and they were buried here. Some have said, no, I have come here, I will build my house here, this is where I'm going to be. They still lived here. One day they went back to their home and they died there. Some they went to Makkah, they died there. Some they are in the bad place, they died there when he has been there. Nobody knows which land is he going to die. Inna Allah Alimun Khabir. Allah is the one that he personifies knowledge and he personifies information. He's well informed. Here, one day, Anabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting down. One of his companions sat down. A visitor came in and sat down. The visitor was just looking at that companion. Of Anabi Sulaiman. Anabi Sulaiman went to the companion went to Anabi Sulaiman and said, Ya Rabbiullah, this your visitor is here. Since he came, he has been looking at me. And I'm afraid of him. That's the angel of death. Angel of death, he has been looking at me. Please, assist me. Tell your wings to take me to India. This is around Beit al-Maqdis. You should be taken to India, thousands of kilometers away. Then Anabi Sulaiman told his wind, say, wind, take him to India. He took him to India. Then angel of death said, Anabi Sulaiman, I have been looking at this man in surprise. I am supposed to take his life, but I'm supposed to take it in India. And look at him here. This is a human being. How will he get there? So I was thinking, what kind of a human being is this? I'm supposed to take his life in India and look at him sitting down before you. Then suddenly, I saw that he's gone. So let me go. Then he went and he took his life. Because in those days, the angel of death, he comes like a human being when he's coming to take life. Until the time of Musa, he went to Anil Musa, like that, and Anil Musa hit him on the face once, and the eyes left. He lost his eyes. And he went back to Allah. So, like, what happened? So he saw me to his servant, who thinks it's not yet his time to come. So then Allah now meet him in such a way that nobody sees him. Before that, he used to come, you see him, you sit down. When he was going to come to the Prophet, he came in the normal manner that he used to be. But from that time, and apparently Musa, he doesn't go to anybody except for any people. And there are people that Allah himself takes their soul. Himself. That is it. These five things mentioned here are one of the things that are said to be immortal, that nobody knows except Allah. Nobody knows the hour, when is it going to be. Even though we have 7 days, it has been estimated that this world will be 7,000 years. 1,000 years has already been spent between Anabi Adam and Anabi Nuhu. Between Anabi Nuhu and Anabi Ibrahim, another 1,000 years has gone. Between Anabi Ibrahim and Anabi Musa, another 1,000 years has been spent. Between Anabi Musa and Anabi Isa, another 1,000 years has gone. Between Anabi Isa and our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about 570 years has been spent. And now we have spent 1,442 years. So if it is 7,000 years, because most of us are in agreement that it's about 7,000 years, the whole space of time. But nobody knows the time. But Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us the different signs that will show that the world is coming to end. A lot of this is what we are seeing now. That Mahdi is going to come, Anabi Isa is going to come back, there will be Yajuju and Majuju, there is going to be a Khasr, that the world will be seized with earthquake, big earthquake in the east, in the west, and also in Saudi Arabia. All this, it has been said, and that Allah is going to bring out the Dajjal. And also, Allah is also going to bring out a particular animal or a creature that will be telling people, talking to people that you are a kafir, you are a mu'min, you are this, you are this. All this is going to come. The time of Dajjal, if he comes, the person who never said he's going to move around the whole world in one day. So this is to show that the time is approaching. Because which means there must be a mode of transport at the time that can take somebody around the world in one day. The mode of transport we have now cannot take you around the world in one day. But it will take about 1.5 to 2 days. That's the thing. But there will be mode of transport at the time. But whatever happens, we are moving close. Whether it is today or tomorrow is not the issue. What should bother you is what are you doing in preparation for it. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'a wa yunazzilul ghais wa ala ma fil arham wa ma tadri nafsun ma taksubu ghadan wa ma tadri nafsun bi ayyi aqdamin tamut. Inna Allah alimul khabir. We have come to the end of this surah that started by Allah telling us that this book is a book of wisdom. He told us we shouldn't allow ourselves to be deviated from the path, and he took our attention to the firmament, how he created it. It's enough things for us to study. He took our attention back to the land where we are, to the sea that some of us go into and come out, and he showed us a dutiful father what should he do to his child. A beautiful child, what should he do to his father? And at the end, he told us, we should try our best before a day will come. That day, we are going to be marked. You will not be allowed to write on your script. Today, you can write on your script. The examination papers, question papers are before you. The answer scripts are before you. Write what you have to write. As you are writing, if you see something is wrong, go back and clean it. It's the fact. Clean it. If you don't understand it, sit down and think properly. It's writing on the prophet. If you need to read, it's an open book test. Go back to your book and read it. How should I do it? You will be writing, you are allowed to continue writing until it is time. When it is time, they say, bring the paper, you bring the paper. From then on, you cannot write, it is marked. May Allah make us all of us to succeed.
Amen. Suratu Sajdati Makkiyatun wa hiya salasuna ayat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين
سورة السجدة مكية وهي 30 آية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. This surah is sent to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was in Mecca. This is the last of the surahs in the chronology of the Quran that starts with this letter Alif Lam Mim. There are 5 of them. You have Surah Al-Baqarah, you have Surah Ali Imran, then you come down here, you have Surah Al-Ankabut, you have Surah Al-Rum, you have Surah Luqman and then Surah Al-Sajdah, all of them 16 number. This is how they are, four here and then two at the beginning of the Quran. This surah has 30 verses. This surah is called Surah Al-Sajdah. It's taken from sujood. As-sajdah mushtaqqun min as-sajada. As-sajdah, surah of prostration. Allah has taught us how we should live our life in the last surah, and He will tell us here that He created us well prepared for this. He did not create us without giving us all those things that we need to be the best of servants in life, because He gave us the best of creation. But if we don't do it, those that do it will see them. They are not better than us. It's because we did not wish to do the right thing. If we don't do it, we'll see also how we'll be mad with those that are worse than even us. May Allah save all of us. Amen. This surah is a very important surah. All surahs of the Quran are important. But it's enough for you to know that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every night before he sleeps, he recites this surah. He recites this surah, Surah Al-Sajdah. He recites Surah Yasin. He recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah. He recites Surah Malik. He recites Surah Muzammil. He recites Surah Al-Layl. He recites Surah Al-Kafirun, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and the Ma'uzatin. The nine of them, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he recites it up to when he's going to sleep. When he comes to Surah Ikhlas and Ma'uzatin, he will raise his hand, recite Kul Huwallahu Ahad three times, blow it on his hand, Kul Huwallahu Ahad, blow it on his hand, close the brain, blow it on his hand, and wipe all his body as far as his hand can reach to protect himself. This is the Prophet protecting himself. This is the Prophet protecting himself. Who are you? You are going to sleep, you just lie down on the floor. When you wake up, you just wake up like that. Look at the Prophet. He knows what Allah has put into him. He knows the treasure he's carrying. You too, you are carrying a lot of treasure. Allah will tell you here the treasures you are carrying. Don't just go and sleep. When the Prophet was weak out of sickness, he will tell his wife, our own mother, Sayyidah Aisha. Sayyidah Aisha will recite it onto the hands of the Prophet and use it to wipe the Prophet's body like that. Let us try that before we sleep. Even if you don't can recite all this, if it's only good one now, you know, recite it 11 times. Sit on your hand with it. Cover your body with it. Allah will protect you. You need protection from Allah. In the last surah, say, وَلَا يَغُرَنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ غَرُورٌ. Don't allow this deceitful one, Satan, to deceive you. Always he's there watching you. When you sleep and you don't mention the name of Allah, he will be at your back. He will tell you, the night is long, sleep. The night is long, sleep. He will tie three knots behind you like a witch. And you continue to sleep. Even if you are unable to do that, when immediately you wake up, like we said, the first time thing you do, mention Allah. Alhamdulillah, ladhi ahayana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. If Satan had these three knots on you, by force, one will unwind. If you go ahead and make ablution, another one will unwind. If you stand up and say to your car, the top one will unwind. You will find that you are very healthy, very sharp, strong, and you can stand up and go and do your daily work. So this surah is very important. In it, prostration is mentioned. And normally, again, the first last number, every Friday, supreme prayer, he says this in the first rakah, and he will come down and make the sujada in it and go back. And second rakah, he will recite Surah Al-Insan. Allah Atiya Al-Insan, Hinam Naddahi Nabi Akushya Maskura. So all of us, we should try to learn it, at least understand what this surah is saying. It starts like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Like I said always, this is the signature of Allah. Whenever you see Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you are happy, you are at ease. Now what you are going to listen to is from Allah, is the truth, nothing but the truth. Ar-Rahman, Allah is very beneficial. Whatever He will tell you is going to benefit you this one and the hereafter. Ar-Rahim, He will come to you in mercy. Even if you make mistake, He is waiting for you to repent. He is more merciful than you, than merciful to you than your mother ever would be. Alif, Lam, Mim. Allah alam bi muradihi bi zalik. These letters, Allah knows best what he means by them. So people have translated it in different ways. But the best translation is Allah knows best what he is meant by it. But it's enough for you that it's with these letters. These three letters are three letters of the 29 letters of the alphabet, and it's with it that Allah writes the Quran. Tanzilul Kitab. La rayba fihi min Rabbil Alameen. Tanzilul Kitab, as if the same, Alif Lam Mim is the whole Quran. It's Tanzilul Kitab. It's sent down, is the book sent down to you. La rayba fihi, there is no doubt at all in this book. From who? Min Rabbil Alameen. From the Lord of the Alam. Not just this world. Like we tell you, this world is in a solar system. The solar system is just one system out of over 200 billion systems in the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way galaxy itself is a small galaxy compared to other galaxies that exist, that is known to scientists. So where are you? On Earth, you're not up to a dot. The Earth itself is not up to a dot in the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way galaxy is not up to a dot in the creation of Allah. The one that did all this creation said them like that. The whole solar system is moving at a fast speed. The world itself is moving at 100,000 kilometers. In all this speed, have you ever heard that something came to knock the earth? Or the earth has fallen down? For you to study on it, while Kabil Adderawasi and Tamidamiku, he sent weights to put it so that you don't even shake. Like your car, when it is moving at a high speed and you see it wobbling, you go and balance it. What do? You take small, small weights and put it around it to balance it. That's how Allah has put big, big mountains on earth so that it does not shake it. Speed of over 100,000 kilometers, yet you don't feel it. As we're sitting there now, we're moving now. Nothing falls down. Somebody was asking me one day, sir, why does the water not fall down? Because the sea is full of water. We have never seen that the water falls down. The same Allah created gravity that keeps everything in place. Without gravity, nothing has weight. You cannot stay on earth. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسِبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. A day will come, you see this mountain moving like cutting wood. If you put your hand, it will go through. When G has been removed, that's G, that's acceleration due to gravity. When it has been removed. Today, we have acceleration due to gravity. There's attraction between all the bodies. The water itself is attracted to the earth. Like that. This Rabbul Alameen, this one that created all this, that you are not up to a dot and say you matter to him, let him matter to you. He said all this he created but for you. What is there we don't know. Since you matter, he said you matter to him, you to let allow Allah to matter to you. Tanzilul Kitab, la rayba fihi min Rabbil Alameen. You have questions? Okay. There are some questions. We have been told the time is up. Inshallah, we'll stop here and continue our new surah tomorrow. May Allah forgive all of us. We are in the month of Ramadan. We are all committing sins, knowingly and unknowingly. May Allah forgive all of us our sins. The one we know, the one we don't know. All this evil, all this bad character that Allah has talked about, insolence, snubbing people, pride, unnecessary pride, lack of fulfillment of our vows, always denying signs of Allah. May Allah take all these characters from us. May we not be among those that imbibe these characters. May He take it away from our children. May He take it away from our loved ones. May Allah grant us knowledge of Allah. May Allah make us to see the Prophet. May Allah forgive all our parents. May Allah forgive our leaders. May He make our country to be better than what it is. All those bringing trouble to our country, may Allah weaken them. All those wishing good for our country, may Allah strengthen them. May Allah Ta'ala reward all Sahabas for us. May He reward our ulama. May He reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May He make us to lead this world with the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبات بما أغلق وخاتم لما سبق ناصرك الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره في الدار العزيز. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Maybe you take one to come. Maybe you take one.